Show.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to episode 176 of the 580 Show. Myself and Frawley. And this week is going to be just Battle at the Bridge. Nothing else. Battle at the Bridge 3, Northeast Regionals. The intent of this episode is basically just to answer all questions. I put up a little Q&A. We're going to go through like some preliminary stuff with weigh-ins, roll, checking in, services, bids, stuff like that. Make sure everyone has their membership card. And then we're going to go through every single event one by one, explain how it's going to be on the day of. Frawley will stop me if he has another question as a competitor, judge, whatever vantage point that is. And then at the end, I'll answer any questions that we didn't answer or forgot about during it. So if you're not doing Battle at the Bridge 3 or you're not going to be there, you know, as a spectator, whatever, probably an episode you're going to tune out for, but it's getting that time where I'm getting so many questions in my emails, like multiple a day, pretty in-depth questions. I just want to get this done. Give the competitors a quick, 15 to 20 minute episode that they can listen to for the ones that are really in depth and in the weeds and the rules, which I'm that same way when I compete. I like to know every single thing. So who doesn't? So we'll just start. Weigh-ins are available at 580 Barbell the whole Friday. So the day before. So that's May 31st. So you can weigh in at 10 a.m. until 8 p.m. 580 Barbell is located at 600 Pennsylvania Avenue. We're underneath the Monaca American Legion. We will have a sign outside. I will post a picture of the map of where to park on weigh-in day and where to park on event day, the different options.
For sure.
Weigh-in day is pretty easy. You just park right there. It shouldn't be overly flooded with cars. We have a big lot for event day as well. Just as long as you come and check in during that time period, we will be there. We'll be setting everything up, making sure it's nice and shiny for competition day.
Membership card.
Please make sure you have it. I understand.
Not know this.
Yeah. I just go right to strongmancorporation.com, get your membership card. Strongman Corporation, one thing I do like about their membership, it is more expensive. I don't like that, obviously. I have nothing to do with that. I'm just a state chair for Strongman Corp and I run shows. But it runs from the day you buy it and for 1 year. So versus USS, and they both have their pros and cons, but USS is for, so if you primarily compete in there, it's just for the year of 2024, 2025, whatever year you're purchasing that. If you buy this on May 30th, it is good till May 30th of the following year.
Right.
So I wouldn't even worry about buying it just yet. You go right online, buy it. Please make sure it's a Strongman Corporation card, not a United States Strongman card. I understand it can be confusing. It is not the same thing. You can't purchase it on Iron Podium. So if you did purchase an Iron Podium, you purchased the wrong one. It's right. A Strongman Corporation membership card available at strongmancorporation.com. If you have any questions before you purchase, just ask, but it's pretty straightforward. Just
and buy you will it. Be asked for it.
You will be asked for it. And it's not going to be a thing. I'm sorry. It's not a thing like I weigh in and let me get you my card in the morning. Like it's to weigh in and to check in, you need that membership card. You will not weigh in without that membership card. I am very sorry, but that is just the way it goes. I need to make sure that we're doing it by the books because this is a nationals and a regional show. So membership card. I know we harp on it every single time. I'll send reminders in the email, but no matter what, something happens.
You're always going to have somebody show up without it.
Yeah, but please, if you have a friend, tell them, make sure and just make sure you take care of yourself. That email, like verification is fine. Just as long as I see that you bought it and I can see the date and that it purchased, that's fine. Okay? Take a screenshot of it, put in a little folder and just be a good athlete. Have it right when you, that way you can get weighed in, get your goodie bag, get your shirt and get on your way. Day of. The nice thing is from 10 to 2, so during that early weigh-in time, there will be an IV team available right there at 580 Barbell. Like I put on social media, and I understand not everyone's on Instagram and stuff, but it'll be 25 feet from the scales. So if you are someone that's cutting weight, Or you just want an IV to make you feel better for game day. The link was sent to your email to sign up. It is 25 feet from the scale. So we'll have a nice little private blocked off area. You go and get your IV services and right on the same site. You don't need to travel anywhere. Don't need to do anything else. It is available right there. So, yeah, you'll get your goodie bag and everything like that. I should say, I actually should have led the episode with this. I'm kind of upset I didn't, but we do have a title sponsor for the first time this year. And I'm going to post about them on Instagram and Facebook and everything this upcoming week. But shout out to all our sponsors, but shout out to Ancestral Supplements, Liver King. He came through and it's crazy. We're their first strongman comp they've ever sponsored. And they are the title sponsor of Battle of the Bridge 3 Northeast Regionals. So
wow,
please, please, please support Ancestral Supplements. They are going to have coupons for everyone, prizes for the winners of open classes, and they've actually done a lot. So they paid to be that title sponsor, and I'm so thankful for it. Liver is king, all that good stuff. Ancestral Supplements, please, ancestralsupplements.com. Check them out. That means a lot for a new company to come into Strongman, for us, for the sport, and come and support the regional. So shout out to our title sponsor. So it is officially Battle of the Bridge 3 Northeast Regionals presented by Ancestral Supplements. Should have said that.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that.
Really, really cool. So that's pretty much it with the day of, right, Frawley? I mean,
meaning day of weigh-ins?
Yeah, like just the day before, I should have said.
Yeah, day before weigh-ins. I mean, the only question I was going to have was, how do you book an appointment for the IV? But you answered that question because it's sent to everybody's emails. So
yeah, it's right.
You have to have an email to register for the show.
So. Yeah, and if you don't have it for whatever reason, it's just IV active.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's, I mean, checking in, I can't really think what else. I mean, a lot of people like to touch and play with the implements. I get that and want to see it. We should have everything set up and pretty much at least available to check out by Thursday night. So by the time you're there on Friday, you should be able to get hands on, see the exact logs, axles, sandbags, everything that you're using. So you can hang out as long as you want. We're just going to be there cleaning, setting up, everything like that. So yeah, when it comes to day of, the rules meeting will be at 9 a.m.
Yep.
Please. So you have to be checked in, before that on the day of, if you are a super heavyweight coming from out of town, whatever, if you do plan to check in,
novice.
Whatever it is. If you do not check in on Friday, you will need to check in before 9 a.m. on Saturday.
If you do check in on Saturday, please don't be late.
Yeah, please. We have it every year, and it really does. Not to play woe is me, but it does throw a huge wrench in our plan. Someone comes in at 9:27 and we're getting ready to roll, and then, you know, our volunteers are trying to find your shirt, your all the cool stuff that we worked on putting together for you, and you're just late. So the reason we do rolls at 9 and not 9:30 is because as an athlete, I've always hated, I warm up, I start moving around, and then I stand around for a 10, 15 minute rolls meeting and then get cold again. So we get the rolls out of the way, ask any questions you want, whatever, please pay attention. And then you have that extra time to warm up. So, and then the volunteers, we have our time to kind of get ready and prepare for the entire show. You know, the last minute stuff, we do a volunteers rolls meeting after. So pretty much you got from like 9:15 to 10 to start, you know, to warm up, which I'd prefer, you know, versus having that stand around break.
Absolutely.
So it kind of takes the guesswork out of it for an athlete where it's like, oh, okay, do I warm up a little bit now? And then after, you just warm up after, you know, you get that 45 minutes to really warm up. So that's nice. There is the one thing I love about our shows too, is that there's no entry fee for spectators. So come one, come all, come down. We want the parents, the family, friends, we want everyone there. We're going to have some awesome booths. We're going to have great vendors on site, have some food on site, drinks for, like, we'll have adult beverages for spectators available.
Yep.
So come on. We want to pack it. We want it to be as loud as possible. And yeah, I have a question too, Frawley. As a competitor, would you want me to make like, so say Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music, whatever app we use, like open up a suggestion for playlists, and then all the songs that get suggested in a certain time window, we put on a playlist, and then that's the playlist for the day?
I don't think it's a bad idea if you want to take the time to organize
I never
it.
Know, I never know what music to play.
Yeah.
Like always, like rock is safe, but I don't know.
I'm a firm believer of if you've lifted, you probably have a general taste that everybody can agree with, because how
I
many
just
times
can't.
you go into a gym and the playlist is songs that you've always listened to while you train. So
What I'll do is I won't probably take suggestions, but we'll probably put together like as a team, like
sure.
Just because some we can't have like too vulgar music, but I am going to try to play the music a little bit louder this year.
Sure. I think that's a good idea. I think that adds the atmosphere.
Yeah, definitely.
So,
there will be events indoors and outdoors as well. It's June, should be fine. If it rains, I mean, we have tents outside. And it's really just sandbag toss, max sandbag toss outside. If it's raining, that really sucks. But we will have a tent to keep the sandbags as dry as possible. So the team will be working. We'll have fans under the tent if it is raining, so that we can have the previous bag drying out, you know. And it's a max, so that bag won't have to be out there that long. It'll be so. And we'll get to that when we get to it. But the other things before you go to the events, your competition shirt must be worn for all events. There's no grip shirts allowed. The reason I like doing that, it has an even playing field. Okay. So doesn't go to the person that can afford the grip shirt or wants to spend the extra money for the grip shirt. Sponsors pay and provide really awesome services to be on that shirt. And I want to highlight them. I talked about Ancestral Supplements. We have so many, so many awesome sponsors that are going to be there. You know, Hossware does the shirts. Lift Hard, Die Strong will be on site. Hossware does our banners too. All the barricades, equipment sponsors, food sponsor, everyone that played a part in it. And just people that wanted to be, hey, they reached out, hey, I want to sponsor. Different coaching services. We want them to be highlighted because they are putting their money where their mouth is and making this event possible for the athletes. So in my opinion, the athletes should wear the shirt and promote the people that are making the day possible and going to make it as awesome and the awesome day that it's going to be. So competition shirts must be worn for all events. If you walk up without it, you're going to really regret it because they're going to make you stop dead in your tracks and go put it on.
There's no real reason for anybody to not have one on.
Yeah. And also on competition day, if you've never been to a show at 580, we have the luxury of having a banquet hall above the event where the event center is, like where our gym is. So all athlete stuff is nice and out of the way and there's no clutter. So we actually have a banquet hall upstairs where all athlete stuff is stored. You can go and hang out, stuff like that, and then come back. And then downstairs and outside is strictly for lifting, which is really cool.
Yep.
The other thing, no headphones during any lifts. You know, I hate when I see someone walk up during headphones because how do you listen to the judge? You just don't. You can listen to it until your name's called and then rip them out. But you just can't have them when you're on the platform. I think it's a safety risk. I think you're not listening to the judge's commands. So no headphones.
Well, and if there's a chance that you miss a rep and the judge is warning you, clearly warning you, and you have those in and you can't hear them, I mean, that's your problem. You know, that's on the athlete at that point. The judge is trying to communicate to you.
100%. General rules, I think that's really it. So I think I can kind of go into each event.
Yeah.
And so this is subject to change. I want to preface by saying that, but I think I have a good event order that is going to help us. And we're not going to fly because we're going to be over 100 competitors. And I want to make sure it's going to be a longer day. It's not going to be 10 hours, but it might be 5 to 6 hour show.
Yep.
And I don't want to rush through and make it a 4 hour show. I want to make sure the quality is there for the athletes. It feels good. You guys have the appropriate time to warm up, a little bit of time to rest and go into the next event. So I would say if I had to guess 6 hours for the events, and I'll get into why and why I chose the event order the way I did. But So everyone will start with max deadlift, every single person. We are aiming to have four platforms for that. So four Texas deadlift bars will be used. You'll be warming up right where you'll compete too. So there'll be at least four Texas deadlift bars for every single, you know, there'll be four Texas deadlift bars available to warm up. So it'll be listed lane one, lane two, lane three, lane four. We'll have big markers that say one, two, three, or four, and you know where you're at. I don't have the exact who's going where yet. But yeah, we're aiming to have four max deadlift platforms. Maxes can take a while, so that will help speed it up a little bit. Like I mentioned, Texas deadlift bar for all, three attempts for all, 20-pound jumps for men, 10-pound jumps for women. You don't have to take every jump. You know, Frawley could start with 495 and then not jump in again until, you know, 545, you know, whatever. Yeah. If you open up heavier than another athlete, but you tie, you get the point. So if me and Frawley both pull 585, but I did it in two attempts, it took him three, I would get the points. If we took three attempts, we just split the points. Yeah, so that's pretty simple. Just please, you know, suits
supported beer. Yep, that's
yeah, right. So 30-second time limit per attempt. Must wait for the down call. Like I mentioned, you can jump in and out, but once you miss, you're out. So that's something that should be reiterated, is that the bar never goes back down.
Right.
So if you miss 365, you're out. You can't go to 355, 345, whatever. You're done. Once you miss, you're out. You can wear a suit, but your comp shirt's got to be over your suit. So that's how like OSG did it. I really like that idea, so that they could still, that was just an idea I saw Lynn do. And it was so the same reason I was talking about, I presume that the logo and the sponsors are still.
Is there an issue with the belt being over the competition shirt?
No, meaning, no, that's
okay. Fine. So the belt, you can still wear the belt outside of the shirt.
Yeah, you can wear the belt.
Has to go over the suit.
Yeah, just throw the shirt over the suit.
Yeah.
That's the way I'd prefer. So the shirt's still on. And honestly, personally, like me using a deadlift suit, that's the most comfortable way to do it too. So straps, figure eight straps, belts, suits, briefs, knee sleeves, elbow sleeves, chalk. Things you're not allowed, the hooks, style straps. I've actually finally seen those before. So I know they exist. Sumo, obviously your hands have to be outside of your legs, and no tacky of any kind. I think that's pretty much it for deadlift. That question, I did get that question about the suits, inside or outside. So that's how it is. We are going to reorder based on overall standing after every event.
Okay.
So cool. Not previous event, overall standing all day. So if there's 10 guys in your class, it'll go 10-9. 8-7-6, you know, even if there's only one lane, it'll just go in reverse order of how you're going at that current time. So max deadlift is first. Don't think I missed anything there. Okay, then everyone will go log and axle.
Yep.
Okay, so we'll have two lanes, and you will actually go, like, so we'll start at the lightest classes and work our way up to the super heavyweights. Yep. I will have a couple extra logs and axles. They won't be the exact ones you're using. They'll be the same specs, like 12-inch logs, normal thickness axles. So we will have some for like the super heavyweights, since they'll have a longer time off to still warm up. So we'll have two logs to warm up with, two axles to warm up with at least in the warm-up area. But yeah, pretty much like after that max, once max deadlift ends, we'll clear the lanes, and then we'll have two logs and two axles kind of like next to each other. So it's kind of cool going like head to head, and you'll say go. You can start with axle or log. We don't care.
I was going to ask that. So
your hands start off. Once you can start as close as you want to it.
So can you be on the platform?
Yeah, it'll be just like on like the horse stall mats, but we'll have like, I'll probably just make like a little red line, and you'll just start right at that line. And it'll be right in between the two implements.
Yep.
And judge will say go, and then your 60 seconds will go. You go back and forth. You can start with whatever, but say I go log, hit it, and then miss the axle. I have to press the axle before I go back to log. So it has to be log axle or axle log, and then back and forth, back and forth. Please wait for the down calls. I've seen some training videos that people are really rushing that, and I understand you're rushing to get as many reps as you can, but the judge is gonna, I'm gonna tell my judges, be strict. If the implement is off the ground before 60 seconds, you have the rest of the time to press it.
Yep.
So as long as that implement is off the drop pads, and notice I say drop pads because both implements will be on drop pads. You're not cleaning the axle from the floor. You're cleaning it from drop pads. And right. I'll have the drop pads for log and axle both built up too deep because, you know, just to, you have a little bit more room to cover.
Yep.
If
it runs away from you, do you have to go get it? Meaning,
no.
Like if I drop the axle and the axle goes rolling because I didn't follow it to the crash pads correctly, do I have to go get it, or does somebody else get it for me?
I mean, the judges will do their best, but that's a good example of why you should just follow
right.
it to the ground, at least respectfully. I'm not saying you have to like bring it down to your shoulders and put it down neatly, but just try to make an effort to follow it down, because then that's going to set you up for success for when you come back to
your next rep. Yeah.
Because the judges will try to help you, but you know, they can only do so much. Like if they have a 300-pound log, I'm not going
to. Well, and to be perfectly honest, I don't think a judge could do that themselves. You'd have to have some kind of additional spotters, right?
Right. So the spotter and the judge will help, but you know, that's on you. But we'll have it set up advantageously, so you know, so you shouldn't have that issue having the double drop pads.
Right.
Same axle for all classes. It's a 68-pound Mike Bardos axle. It's smooth. It's got a couple marks. It has like a middle and then two outside marks. It's a very, very nice axle. That's why some of the weights are like 208, you know, 138, 150, because it's a 68-pound axle and they're exactly 68 both. Anyone over 150 pounds or over will be using the MB Power Center 12 inch and they're exactly 150. Some people will be using the 12 inch Pitbull logs that'll be, you know, the exact same weight as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only people not using a 12 inch log are novice and teen women.
Okay.
So everybody else is 12 inch log, which is nice. Did I miss anything for that?
I don't think so. I think what you said with the down command is going to be really important.
Yeah. Please. Yeah,
don't jump it. Like, take your time. Make sure you get the call. You don't want to lose a rep just because you were a little trying to be too fast, right?
Right. So event three, and normally this is where I would split groups up. And I don't want to have someone go do sandbag to shoulder and then come back to log. I'd like to do like deadlift, then overhead, then break into the smaller events. Now, we're all going to do sandbag to shoulder at once. My reasoning for that is that I don't want like Frawley and someone else going head to head and using the same weight sandbags. And yes, I'm very particular with how our sandbags are and making them nice, but I don't want anyone to bitch about, oh, I had this sandbag and he had this sandbag and it was half a pound different because the sandbags are different. So your class, you all will use the exact
same sandbag.
Yep. Exact same.
Yep.
Another thing I'm working to do, and there might be a very few small exceptions, and I'm going to try to make sure it's no open classes. I'm not going to have any top knot sandbags used. They're going to all be the nice, tightly packed Velcro version 3 Cerberus sandbag. Cerberus is another sponsor again this year. They're sending some cool prizes, like some little gift cards to their site. And Cerberus has been great to us. We have just about every Cerberus sandbag you could possibly have. Right. I'm going to try to combine and get rid of all of our top knots. I'm going to order a couple brand new ones. Which is going to require to have some overlapping bags, but basically the way right now on paper, like lane one would be all open men and one master's class, like master super heavyweight. And then the other lane would be everyone else. And you'll just, one person will go at a time. It'll be two lanes, but you'll just like we would start at like 175 men in lane one, and then the lightest like novice class, women class in the other one. And then you just work your way up. So you'll be going head to head against someone, but it won't be someone in your class.
Okay.
I'm going to try like hell to get three lanes for this, but three lanes is considerably more work, because especially if you look at the weight matrix, if you have three lanes, that potentially means you need six 132 pound sandbags available.
Right.
Now I'm going to try to logistically make it so it makes sense to do three lanes, and some lanes may finish faster than others, but that's just the way it is. But regardless, that'll be event three for everyone if it continues to plan how we have it logistically right now. We will have floor markings so that the starting position for the bags are the exact same every single time. Yeah. So you don't have to worry, don't have to complain, oh, I lost by half a second because his or her bag was an extra foot away. We will reset them, and they will be sitting vertically every single time. Now, a 100-pound bag, it'll still be sitting vertically, but it's pretty symmetrical. You can't really start, but yeah, every bag will be sitting straight up with the Cerberus logo facing, like the patch where you fill the sand facing up, right on that floor marking. So at least two lanes, maybe three, but probably two. And that's going to take a little bit longer because you got 100+ people getting through a ladder, right?
It's a ladder, and then the final bag is a rep up, right?
Yep. So there is no split times for this.
Okay.
Same exact thing goes with the 60 seconds. So you have 60 seconds, but if you break the bag off the ground before 60 seconds, so if you break it off 59 and it doesn't hit the ground and you can get it to shoulder and get a good rep, that rep will count.
Okay.
You'll work your way from lighter bag to heavier bag. And like Frawley and I just said, if you reach the final bag, the remaining time it's for reps. So there's no split times, but you could get double digit reps. It just depends how good you are. You could end up getting one rep, zero reps, or 12 reps. Your score is just however many reps you get to. So for example, I'll just pick a class. For example, I'll pick the 200 men. Their class is 175, 200, 220, 250, 265. So if the athlete gets the 265 bag and they finish it in 30 seconds, they will continuously rep out the 265 for as many reps as they can. And if they get, so they have one, two, three, they have five bags and they end up getting three with the 265, their total is, seven reps. So, and that'll be your score.
So hand away, bag off your bag, can't be drooping on your chest, feet up together, right?
Yep. And the judges are going to make sure it's a speed event. I get it, but there are reps at the end. So that does help combat the speed a little bit because you can be smooth, whatever. But the judge is going to make sure it's not doing that thing where it's resting on your chest. It's clear. It can go, your hand can go this way. It can go down. It can go up in the air, whatever you want, but it just has to be off that bag.
Yep.
So
feet together.
They are going to make
feet
sure
in line.
They're going to make sure it's concise and a clear rep. Scores total rep, must wait for the down call. You can wear wrist wraps, sleeves, belt, whatever. If you have a lever belt, it has to be turned around because it can cut the bag open.
Yep.
And that would be really bad. Can't wear grip shirt, tacky, headphones, like we mentioned. I don't think there's anything else. You can wear gloves too. I will make a note to put that right in there. But gloves, for sandbag to shoulder is fine. You can wear gloves. That's kind of why I like doing this episode too, because I talked through everything for the.
So you don't forget anything either.
There's always something that comes up.
Right.
Okay. Is there anything else for sandbag to shoulder?
Not that I can think of.
Yeah, me neither. Okay. So then anyone who is throwing to an 11-foot bar will go outside and do max sandbag toss. So that's women. I think it's just all women. All women will go outside, and the men will do yoke to frame inside. That event will be head to head with someone in your class. We've weighed the yokes. We weighed the frames are the exact same. We can have them weigh the exact same. They're made by the exact same people. You won't have a rogue yoke. They're two Madewell strength yokes. They weigh the same, and two of our custom bridge frames that will weigh the same.
Yep.
So Max sandbag toss. We'll talk about that one first. 30 seconds to successfully throw it over. Women are 11 feet, men are 15 feet. You can take as few or as many attempts as you want, but once you miss, you're out.
Right.
If it does get stuck on the top of the throwing apparatus, it does count. It has to
count it.
It can't, you know, when it gets stuck, like it's stuck. It's not like one of those things where it's hanging on for like half a second. And you're like, it's stuck. Like that happens. That's not a good rep if it comes back. But if it gets stuck, and it happened last year, it got stuck. Or I try to fluff up the bags and make them like they're very mulchy and like full bags, but somehow it can still happen.
Defining getting stuck is as simple as if somebody has to go get something to knock it down, it's stuck. It's that simple, right?
Right.
So
for women, it's 5 pound jumps up to 25. So 15, 20, 25, and then the half pound jump start. So 27 and a half, 30, 32, 35, 37 and a half, 40, 42 and a half. If we get that high, I'll be super impressed, but it'll continue by half pounds.
Sure.
The men 25, 30, 35, and then the half pound jump start. So 37 and a half, 40, 42 and a half, etc. You can wear wrist straps, sleeves, belt, chalk. You can throw from anywhere, and it will be on a matted, even though it is outside, it will be on a nice matted, like horse stall matted area.
Start with your hand touching the upright.
Yeah, just start with your hand touching the upright. That's fine. Okay. Actually, you know, it probably won't even be. It'll just be.
That's kind of why I'm asking.
Yeah, it's a max. It's not for time. So it'll just be, the bag will just sit in the same spot every time. We'll probably just have a logo for the horse stall mats, and the bag will just rest.
And you can just line up to the bag.
Yeah, just line up on the bag.
Okay.
And I don't think it even makes sense to have someone. It's not for.
We did it at Nationals, but that's why I'm asking. Yeah. I don't see
the bag,
one or the other.
We'll have like a Battle of the Bridge logo on the floor.
Right. So that's cool.
Outside, and the bag will just sit right on top of that. And you'll just, and we'll be clear. We'll announce it. Like I said, you don't have to start at your lightest weight. Start where you want.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it for that event.
That was pretty simple.
Just get it over and whatever it is. It's not like you don't get really rewarded on this one for opening heavy or anything like that. It's just a lot to keep track of. It's just weight. So there's going to be.
Yeah, but that's why the 2.5 jumps.
Yeah, that's why we tried to do the 2.5.
And
I did look at some data from other big shows like Nationals, and even when we did it last year, where people got hung up. And that's where I started the 2.5 pound jumps. So there is a little bit of method to that. And I think the 2.5 really combats that. There will be slight bags where we actually literally will add a 2.5 pound plate. But for the most part, we will have almost all these bags.
Sure.
So the bags will be is in really good shape. They're all brand new Cerberus throwing bags that we have at the gym. So they're awesome. I should have, I'll talk about that after. Hold on. Let me make a note. Cause I want people's that are Cummings opinion on this.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I'm working out something for some equipment purchase post competition. I never know how that goes, but anyway, the fifth and final event. So this one's hype because you're going head to head. Well, and it might not be your last event. Remember, if you're an open man, if you're a male, your last event is max sandbag toss.
Right.
And I understand that might not be as exciting as yoke to frame race, but it is what it is. We got to work logistics. Max sandbag toss is still pretty hype, I will say.
Yeah, it's fun.
And it is cool, like the idea of someone like throwing like a heavy bag over for the win.
Yes.
So yoke to frame, I do see people training it wrong. And we did make a mistake. So on the iron podium, I have it. You can start inside the yoke and start on the whistle. On the video, we said you start behind it. I'm going to honor what the iron podium said, just since those are the rules and we're a month out. So you can start inside the yoke and then you start on the whistle.
I had that question. Yeah.
So that's my fault. We try to film the video so far in advance so that you guys have it. And sometimes little stuff like that slips through the cracks, but you will carry the yoke. The yoke has to be carried first. You'll carry 50 feet down to the line. Just the front of it has to cross. And then you'll run all the way back 50 feet and carry the frame back. It is not yoke down and then frame back the other way. It is yoke, run back, frame. So the yoke and the frame are finishing at the same finish line. We'll have two lanes going at the same time. this will be head to head with someone in your class. This is a very exciting event. I'm really excited for this. It's kind of like the bridge is a staple every single year.
Yeah.
And the races are really fun. Last year was just a frame down and back. This year, obviously, yoke and a frame. I think
the frame down and back is a really exciting event.
And I think the sprint back adds a really cool implement.
I do too.
I think it kind of combats, even if a weight might be lighter or heavier for a class, I think it kind of combats that. Sure. If you don't finish, your time is your distance. So you can start inside, just in front of the implements, unlimited drops. No gloves for this one, but you can use wrist straps, sleeves, belt, chalk, just no grip shirt, tacky, or headphones, and gloves. Like I said, no straps, obviously, for like frame. It's a grip event in that aspect. I don't think I missed anything with that event.
The big one that I was thinking was the run up or starting under the yoke.
Yeah.
So
we're actually going to start up on, we're going to start on the yoke because it's been on the Iron Podium rules and you have that sprint back. So I think that combats a little bit of the splitting it up a little bit too.
Yep.
If you are interested in volunteering, please let us know. We can't do this without our volunteers. Athletes, please don't be mean to volunteers. If you have an issue and you're mad, I get it. It's a competition. Come talk to me. I'll be there. I'll be a Strongman Corp representative as well as the meet promoter. So, you don't have to wear shoes. I don't really care. That's always a really frequently asked question.
I get it on deadlift, but I don't know why you wouldn't want to wear them on anything else. But
I mean, I would prefer if you wore socks up on our platform, but I don't really care, to be honest.
Right.
You wear shoes or don't wear shoes. Like if you want to go barefoot for frame and a yoke, I mean,
you can.
I don't really care.
I don't know why you'd want to, but
yeah, I'll just be funny. Be funny for pictures. We will have a photographer, Jimmy. Does all our pictures for all our events, does an awesome job. It's free. Another free added thing to all competitors. It'll just be posted in a Google Drive. The thing is, if he misses you for an event, it's a free service. It's one guy doing all this for free. So, you know, every year there's one person, oh, I didn't get all five events. Man, I'm sorry. Like, it's someone that's coming down. It's free, and they're offering their time. I'm sorry.
Sure, Jimmy does his best to try to include everybody.
Yeah.
But
does a great
sorry.
Job. No, one thing about our setup is like we have a barricaded to separate the athlete area and the spectators. It's only athletes back by the weights, no coaches. Yep. You have to have your comp shirt to be back there. Yep. Your bags have to be upstairs. And yeah, it'll all make sense on the game day. The one thing I should have went over at the very beginning is the qualifying. Like what this qualifies you for.
Yeah, you can do that now though. That's fitting.
So there's some confusion with the Arnold. The 10 open classes qualify for the Arnold no matter what. So the winner of all 10 classes, so that is 125 women. So the women classes are 125, 140, 160, 180 open. The men are 175, 200, 231, 265 open. If you win that class, you get a 2025 Arnold World Championship Amateur World Championship invite. It's that easy.
Regardless of the number of competitors.
Regardless of the number of competitors. There are also, because it's a regional, there are three nationals bids no matter what. So if there's four people in your class, the top three qualify for nationals.
Right.
If there are nine or more competitors in your class, the top four get nationals bids.
Right.
If there are five, I mean, if there are 12 or more, there are five. That's the max. There can be an Arnold bid and five. There will be a tiebreaker if it is for a bid of any sort. There will be a tiebreaker. Or
what
even
about
if it
podium?
Is, or if, yeah. So no matter what, it will be for a, if it's for a trophy, anything, there will be a tiebreaker. If there's a tie for like 11, like we're not going to do it. It's just a tie, but if it's anything especially for an Arnold bid, and it happens every year, we have a tiebreaker. It's happened every year so far. So, just be prepared for a sixth event. We don't do countbacks. We don't do weight. I don't like that stuff. You come all this way. There are
needs to be an event.
Yeah, there are awesome hotels. Like, there's probably 10 to 12 hotel options within 5 minutes, literally on the same road as our venue. It is right up by the mall area, Monaca, Pennsylvania. If you just search hotels there, there are literally like 10 to 12. We didn't get any hotel deals just because we don't want to tell you or urge anyone to stay anywhere specifically. It's just there's very affordable hotels, and they're all pretty nice, and there's a ton. All of them are within 6 minutes of the venue, that whole hotel block. Some are 3 minutes. If you don't catch a light, all of them are pretty much like 3 minutes.
Yep.
They're on the same road. So if you have any questions about the hotels, I mean, I've never stayed in any of them just because I live here, but right. You can stay wherever you want. I'm just letting people know that there are right there. Man, that's pretty much it. I looked through the questions, and I think we answered all the questions that came in. Anyone can sign up for this show. Anyone can sign up. We're getting crazy close to the 100. We've had, with dropouts, we've had over 100 signups, which is cool.
Wow. Great.
We're at 96 athletes right now, and that's with the dropouts already taken off the list.
Sure.
I'm sure there's people that aren't. And if you don't know, like, we have a really cool thing we do with, like, every athlete that does our show gets a custom nameplate. That's right. Has become our staple over the last 2 years. So it's a really cool keepsake. There'll be some other small goodies in your goodie bag. We'll have booths available on site. There will be limited event shirts for purchase. There'll be stuff to purchase and do at the show. So that'll be cool. But we're getting super close. I'm super excited, and I'm just pumped for it. I don't think we missed anything else. I'm sure there'll still be questions, but I'll put this on the Iron Podium page for people to listen to. I'll send it out to the competitors, I guess. And thank you guys so much for listening. I'm looking forward to seeing everyone at weigh-ins and for the show. We're going to do our absolute best to, I promise we put so much thought, so much time into the show. And we're going to make it the best possible show for you guys. So,
like a month out, baby.
Yeah, really, really thankful for everyone that trusts us to sign up and do our show. So I'm here if you need anything, and thank you guys so much, and we will talk to you all next week.
Later.